The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is brought to you by Marquee Sports Network.
This is Breaking News, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, we've been expecting to get this news over the last 24 to 36 hours.
You didn't believe it was going to happen at first.
I did not believe it was going to happen. I totally did not. And as you have guessed by Waddle's tone, Tony La Russa, the White Sox actually broke the story. They were the ones, I believe, who tweeted this out. Here's what their tweet says. Tony La Russa, a member of baseball's Hall of Fame, the third winningest manager in baseball history, a three-time World Series champion, and a four-time winner of the Manager of the Year Award, has been named the new manager of the Chicago White Sox. So there you go. The White Sox, after making big news about 2 or 3 weeks ago when they made the surprise firing of Ricky Renteria, when Rick Hahn, their general manager, went on his Zoom press conference and said, we want recent World Series experience.
2011 isn't recent enough?
That is a decade ago right now, Waddle. That will be 10 years, the 2011 season, from when Tony La Russa manages next for the Chicago White Sox. And I think that's the way they have dialed up the press release, is they are here, and they are here to tell you that this is a guy with some of the best credentials a manager has ever had.
Well, that's factually correct. It is.
Right. And that's why in the press release, they didn't say, here's Jerry Reinsdorf's statements, or here's this, that this is a guy who has won not just games, but World Series and Manager of the Year awards. But the problem is you wonder about, this was a decade ago. The game has changed a lot a decade ago. This is a young team ready to go. Does your general manager want this guy? Is this the guy he envisioned when he had the press conference and he said recent World Series experience? Is this the guy Rick Hahn would have hired if he had total autonomy? Does he have total autonomy? If he doesn't, what does this say? Is this just an owner who wants to relive a romance that he feels terrible about?
His greatest regret in sports, he said, right?
Back from 86 and 86. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he goes on and he wins a World Series with Oakland. He goes on to win World Series with St. Louis.
I know the White Sox, they have issued. They broke the story, as you said. Has anyone seen issued any statement at all to go along with this? I mean, they've had plenty of time. I mean, theoretically, not an enormous amount, but they had time to put the press release out. I wonder if Rick Hahn also had comments that were released.
We are extremely excited about the future of this team, said Rick Hahn, White Sox general manager and senior vice president. As we showed in 2020, this is a young, talented club that we expect to only grow better and bigger and better in the coming years, adding in a Hall of Fame manager who is recognized as being one of the best in the history of the game. We are a step closer to our goal of bringing White Sox fans another championship.
Do you think they feel a little bit of cover with regard to whether or not, I don't know where Tony is in terms of analytics, but after watching Blake Snell be removed in the game.
They were waiting for game 6 of the World Series to happen. And they're like, oh yeah, you want your analytics? Well, here's the guy who says he wants to return to baseball to show everyone that it's not as big as you think it should be.
Did Rick Hahn write that through gritted pen, as opposed to speaking that through gritted teeth? I mean, like, Rick Hahn was named wasn't he named baseball's executive of the year?
Yes, and isn't that the number one question? Isn't that the number one wonder? And I don't want to speak for it. This doesn't seem to be very Rick Hahn-ish. Now, I don't want to speak for him. He'll have a chance to explain whenever they do. Is there a Zoom call scheduled for today, Abdallah? Do we know that yet?
Does Tony La Russa know how to use Zoom?
I barely know how. You should have seen me trying to put the new parking app on my phone. So I'm not going to throw any stones, but it's a good question. Abdallah's mad, and he's a Cubs fan.
Nope, White Sox fan. Get it right. I gave up on the Cubs last year. So, you know.
Oh, you're a flip-flopper. Black, do you have the flipper sound?
You can make the flipping sound, yeah, and I'll give you my. You want to know my reasoning, or are we going to talk White Sox now?
No. Let's talk because okay. there's info coming in. So, and we're so on the air now, right?
So
we're
are we on the air?
Yeah.
We're on the air
for good, is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Bob Nightingale's reporting that they didn't even interview AJ Hinch. Just throwing that out there.
Yes. And we want your reaction. So Sox fans, baseball fans, Chicago sports fans, 332-3776. Here is Jeff Passan's tweet. Carmen has mentioned that I need to get to this quickly. He just has been texting me. Jeff Passan said the Chicago White Sox have hired Hall of Famer Tony La Russa as their new manager. La Russa, 76, managed the White Sox from 1979 to 1986, and his firing was owner Jerry Reinsdorf's great regret. La Russa last managed in 2011 when he helped St. Louis to a championship. The hiring of Tony La Russa has ruffled feathers in the White Sox organization. The number of employees have concerns about his ability to connect with younger players and how they will adapt to the field after being away for 9 years, and it's really 10 once he manages in 2021. This was a Jerry Reinsdorf decision, simple as that. And Waddle, that's what I said in my pre-show tease. Here's what I want to know. I want to know if Tony La Russa had never managed for the White Sox, if he had the same credentials, if he was the third winningest manager of all time, if he had won 3 World Series, if he had won all those Manager of the Year trophies, but he had been away from the game for 10 years and never knew Jerry Reinsdorf and was available and had not managed for a decade. Do you believe that the White Sox would be hiring him today? And my answer would be no.
This
is simply, again, what Jerry Reinsdorf has done many times through owning his 2 teams in town. He loves romance. He loves loyalty. He wants to go back down these old memories. He hired Robin Ventura. He has been one of these guys to do a lot of these things. And you wonder the motivation. And if Jeff Passan, we should get him on ASAP, by the way. If Jeff Passan is supporting that this is ruffled feathers in the White Sox front office, that this has been the first good thing the White Sox have done this rebuild for the last 3 years in many years. Many years. They are looking to sustain success with a power. And this flies in the face of what would go with common sense to continue what they have built so far.
What is Tony La Russa's reputation in terms of dealing with younger players? You know, there are some managers, some head coaches in football, some basketball coaches that they prefer veterans over younger players. They, you know, some guys, some coaches make it difficult on young players. They got to earn their stripes. Well, this is a very talented young team. What is Tony's previous reputation for handling young players, and how do you believe he will handle them going forward? Because this is a young, energetic baseball team.
Now, as Carmen has mentioned, that you could read a lot. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason.
Right.
It was a highly paid manager for a reason. He revolutionized the way bullpens were utilized. There were a lot of frontline thinking from Tony La Russa in years past. The problem is you don't know the answer to that question because it's been 10 years.
Right.
So you don't know if he knows how to deal with
right.
He's
not. He's not
players.
Baseball stupid, obviously. He's a Hall of Famer. But as the game has evolved and changed and style is different, how will that relationship exist or how will it go going forward? I think that's an interesting question.
And whose feathers are ruffled? I mean, if Rick Hahn, who has done some shrewd moves, and I think Sox fans have always concluded that there are Kenny moves and there are Hahn moves. And we always look at the smart moves being the Hahn moves. And this seems like a Kenny Jerry move.
It can't be a Hahn move because, as you said, what did Rick Hahn say in the press conference when they decided to move away from Ricky was that they were going to look at somebody who had recent championship experience.
Do we have that bite too, Black, that we can play? And you guys guide me here. I don't know if we have to break now or where we are as far as breaking. Like, we got down here. I was posting my story to Instagram, and I saw NBC Sports Chicago posted that La Russa had been hired.
Did Lance Briggs break this story?
Lance Briggs broke the story, yes. You know who broke the story.
Lance!
You know who broke the story originally is you got to give credit to Bob Nightingale.
Yes.
Bob Nightingale's been wrong about a lot of stuff, but we always cautioned that when Bob Nightingale was tweeting a few weeks ago about this LaRussa chase, that they were sitting in a deli in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they were trying Jerry's trying to convince him to come out of retirement, and he's been flirting with that before, that Bob Nightingale was the guy who stood by the story. And we always cautioned you that the thing about Nightingale is, even though he's been wrong numerous times, is he's close with Jerry and he's close with Kenny, and he got this one right.
Adam, can you do a good a well-being check on Carmen for us at the break? Whenever we do take a break, make sure he's doing all right.
We need to do a spin around our White Sox fan, not only from our listeners. We need to put hoodie on. Let's do a segment today where we spin around our hosts/White Sox fans. Quick reaction. Let's do that next. I mean,
this is a gift from this is a gift from above for Matt Nagy. I mean, to take the attention away from Matt for a day, boy, this is like manna from heaven.
There'll be plenty of time for him.
I know. I'm just saying, like a bit of a reprieve for him and all of the arrows we've been slinging at him.
Good or bad, though, Waddle, this puts the Sox even more on the map. Now, this will get them covered even more. This will get them to. They will be talked about more than if they had just hired A.J. Hinch. And I want to know what Sox fans think. You get Passan's tweet that this has ruffled feathers in the Sox front office.
Listen, this had to be, of all of the openings, this was the most desirable, wasn't it? I mean, based on the talent that the White Sox have accumulated, thanks to Rick Hunt.
That this is, I want your reaction on what Nightingale reported and what Adam Abdallah told us. They did not interview A.J. Hinch. It sounded like a scouting report, a virtual scouting report 3 weeks ago that Rick Hahn was naming one guy, that Rick Hahn was naming A.J. Hinch. Recent World Series experience, you know, connections with data today, all the qualifications. It sounded like that they were reading a scouting report on A.J. Hinch. And before anyone calls in and says, well, call in and be my guest. My counter to anybody who says, well, Sylvie, I didn't want a cheater. Do you really know about Tony La Russa?
I was going to say, cue up McDowell's comments from when the whole thing came down, right? I mean, weren't there some comments about McDowell suggesting that Tony may have been the patriarch of some of this?
Well, Tony La Russa oversaw the Bash Brothers. Jose Canseco has been vocal on what was going on there. Tony La Russa was the presiding manager over Mark McGwire's chase as he continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay? That at the very least, there was a guy who was turning the blind eye and succeeding because of all of that, because of the era. These guys can't get into the Hall of Fame because everyone's like, well, we knew.
So you were suggesting to all of the people out there that were standing firm on we don't want to fix her or we don't want to cheat her. How do you feel about this?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And with Jack McDowell's comments that, you know, the White Sox may have set up something under Tony La Russa's with sign stealing and flashing coming out of the scoreboard.
Flashing.
312-332-3776. The White Sox have announced Tony La Russa has been hired. We want your reaction. There's reports that it is ruffled feathers in the front office of the Sox. There are reports they didn't talk to A.J. Hinch. How do you feel about it? His resume is long, and it is great.
Any truth to the rumor that Jack McKeon's going to be his bench coach?
And the Sox will pursue Pete Rose in the offseason.
All that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, it's Waddle and Sylvie on a little early today in for Greeny now because of the breaking news that Tony La Russa has officially been hired by the Chicago White Sox. They had the press release. We're putting pieces together as some of the reports come in. A.J. Hinch was not interviewed for the job. That's from Bob Nightingale. Jeff Passan reports that several employees in the Sox organization have had their feathers ruffled over the decision. They don't know if he has the ability to connect with today's player. He has not managed in a decade.
Any word on whether or not, and I guess it's still very early, but do they also bring in a young guy that Tony turns things over to at some point? What if Tony gets into this? And I'm not trying to be a wise ass here, but at the age of 76 and you go through the process, that's a long season in baseball. That's a lot of travel. That's a lot of this, is a lot of that. What if there are some regrets a year into this, or I don't even know how long the contract will be? Is this one of those scenarios where they've got Tony La Russa and maybe a guy also in the system that they think can be the guy that Tony turns it over to?
Carmen heard that rumor. We're going to get to Carmen here in a minute. I want to read you Jerry Reinsdorf's statement on the hiring, and then we'll go to Carmen and he could answer your question because he had heard that. Quote, as everyone in baseball is well aware, I have always respected Tony and am proud to have maintained a great friendship with him over the decades in the game, said Jerry Reinsdorf, White Sox chairman. But his hiring is not based on friendship or on what happened years ago, but on the fact that we have the opportunity to have one of the greatest managers in the game's history in our dugout at a time when we believe our team is poised for great accomplishments. As everyone in baseball is well aware, I've always respected Tony and am proud to have maintained the great friendship. Okay, that's just the repeating thing. So there you go. This is because of, he's saying, not of the friendship, but because of the accomplishments. I don't buy that. I don't buy that if he had never worked for the White Sox, that he would be employed by the Sox today if their relationship didn't exist.
Yeah, I find it highly unlikely that that would happen.
Carmen DeFalco is a huge White Sox fan, and then we'll take your calls at 332-3776. Carm, your reaction and then answer Waddle's, from what you know, Waddle's question about if they have a manager in waiting under Tony La Russa.
Well, I know, guys, that they do like the young man that they have managing in Double A, who didn't even get to manage this year, of course, because the minor league season got wiped away. This is the kid that replaced Vizquel, and when he was just 27, removed from playing in the White Sox organization, that he took over the Kannapolis job. And there are a lot of the guys now at the big league club that were at Kannapolis. They went to the championship series that year, and they think he's a star in the making from what I can gather. But Justin Gerschel, I believe is how you say his last name. Sylvia, we were texting about him last night a little. You pointed out his dad is in the big leagues. His dad is a third base coach with the Kansas City Royals. So he's got some baseball DNA. He's got it in his blood, and they think he's a superstar. Now, I don't know if they feel like he's still too wet behind the ears, if they couldn't sort of sell this, that kind of a hire right now. Maybe they just think he's too young. And at some point, maybe he is brought up to be in the dugout to learn under Tony a little. I don't know. This is just something that someone who I respect very much in baseball was spitballing with me last night about Gerschel, and then I asked a few other people, and he is definitely very highly regarded within the organization right now. He managed a lot of those guys, like I said, like Dunning and a bunch of the guys that are here now. Might have been Eloy. No, probably not Eloy, actually. Dunning, some of the guys that came over in the couple trades they made when they decided to reset everything, he was their skipper and that Kannapolis team. So he's highly regarded. Other than that, I don't really know. I can't believe this is a long-term play with La Russa. Like you guys said, he's 76 years old. It doesn't make sense.
Carm, can you envision a scenario where, I know this wasn't your first choice, can this work? I mean, Tony's not baseball stupid. My concern is that he can have the relationship with today's player that will create an environment where everyone is having fun and you're going to get the most out of guys. Or is that overrated?
Can it work? I mean, I suppose it can. He does have an impressive resume. It's just he's been away from it for quite some time. The game has changed a lot in the 10 years that he has been out of the dugout. And while you're still in baseball, technically, those day-to-day relationships and understanding the dynamics of the way players interact with one another, the way they behave, the way they interact with other teams and other players quite often, has changed a lot in 10 years. Is he prepared for that? Can he roll with it? I would be a little surprised if Tony La Russa comes in here and tells Tim Anderson he can't bat flip anymore. If that happens, it's a problem. It's as simple as that. I mean, they've worked very hard to sort of build and create this culture where guys can go out, play hard, but still have fun.
Yeah.
And if he tells Eloy Jimenez he's got to button his shirt up and Tim Anderson can't flip his bat, it's going to blow up in their face. I can't imagine Tony does that, actually, because I think you're right, Tom. He's not baseball stupid, and he always, from what I could gather, had good relationships with his players and understood the dynamics of the locker room or the clubhouse. It's just changed a lot. And then the game has changed a lot analytically in the 10 years he's been gone. It just doesn't make sense. The reasons for the firing for the last two guys, or for the pitching coach and the manager, are that, you know, there were some things that were not being embraced enough, especially in-game sort of data-driven things that weren't being embraced as much. Why are you going to a guy that is out there on record saying, yeah, somebody's got to come back and restore the balance? We've gone too far in favor of numbers. Why are you looking for that right now? I can't imagine, no matter what they sell us, I cannot believe for one single second that Rick Hahn thinks this is a good idea. I will go to my grave absolutely 150% refusing to believe that Rick Hahn in any sense thinks this is a good idea.
No matter how he dials it up in the press conference, because you know that's what they do, and that's why Jerry's got loyalty to his front office. It's like, oh, the Pax took a lot of heat for
Meat
a lot
shield.
Of moves. What's that?
Yep. Meat shield.
Well, that's the thing. Pax took a lot of heat for a lot of moves that the Bulls made that weren't his decisions, but Jerry told him to do it, and he never broke bat on Jerry, and that's why he kept his job for so many years. And I look, going back to your question, Waddle, about can this work? They can win, yes, but have you lost the biggest thing you had going for your team? And that was you finally had the smart, forward-thinking general manager doing things his way in the big picture. You gave him the rebuild. You gave him a blank canvas. He turned it around in 3 years. He won trades with multiple teams. They arrived a year early, and now they have a chance to fill the managerial slot, and you tell your GM, I know you've been GMing, but you can't GM here with our managerial decision because this is my hire. Is that really a win for your organization?
Especially at the, like you said, to consider like what they think they're embarking on. Sylvie, you're right. I mean, where they think they're going with the kind of players they've built it with, does this make sense? And you might, it'd be different if AJ Hinch weren't out there. You might lose him in the division now, guys. He's
right.
He's going to go to Detroit.
Tigers.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you might, and they're rebuilding. You know,
I wonder as well what this will. How the fan base will react, because you still want to put butts in the seats. And I guess at the end of the day, winning is the ultimate elixir and it's the ultimate measuring stick. But for a fan base that seems to be exceedingly excited about their young players and the enthusiasm with which they play and the success that has also been apparent recently, you wonder how the overall fan base will initially respond.
They're coming back, Waddle. I mean, if anything, this gives them more exposure. But again, it's not the right baseball move. So, Carm, thank you.
Thanks, Carm.
All right, boys. Okay, guys. See you.
So, again, reiterating, we're on early. Waddle and Sylvie. You can watch us on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. The White Sox have hired Tony La Russa. Greg in Highland Park, your thoughts on the move. Hi, Greg.
Yeah, I just got two quick thoughts here I'd love to hear your guys' view on. One, Carm just hinted at it. Why the sudden, I guess, mistrust in Rick? You know, Jerry finally seemed to come to his senses, gives him the ability to make trades, start spending money, and now doesn't let him pick the manager to go with that money he's been spending. And second of all, I'm really concerned about what this is going to do for us in free agency. You know, we've got our eyes on guys like Bauer and Springer, these young, exciting, fun players. You know, Bauer with his whole attitude. What is this going to do? Are we really going to now be a destination for these free agents? I'll hang up and hear your thoughts.
Well, this is what I said also about Hinch. Would there be any issues with regard to, like, Trevor Bauer was a guy that was very outspoken about how much he detested what happened with the Houston Astros. My question was, as you looked past this season to the next in free agency, if AJ Hinch was the next manager of the White Sox, would there be players that would decide to go elsewhere if the money was comparable because of that whole situation.
Well, that's the key. You've always taught me follow the money.
Follow the green.
And in an atmosphere where guys are getting released now because of their contracts and where money is not as plentiful, don't you think they just follow the money?
I think they do, but if the money's comparable, it may be a deciding factor, especially with a guy that thinks differently. Like, that's why Trevor Bauer is the number one free agent pitching prospect, correct?
Yes.
He's not like everybody else. I don't get the opinion, or I don't get the impression, rather, that Trevor Bauer is ultimately the final decision is going to be made solely on cash. So a guy like Trevor Bauer, and again, this is from beyond an arm's length reach, I wonder if who's at the top step of the dugout will have how big of an impact that will make on the decision where he is going to go.
Adam and Joliet, you're on ESPN 1000. Hi, Adam.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're good. How are you doing? That's the question.
Oh, I've been a lifelong Sox fan, and honestly, at first, I was thinking A.J. Hinch would be the perfect guy, like everything's going to fall in line. But having La Russa is still a huge upgrade over Renteria. He's not going to make the same in-game mistakes that he was doing. And also, I want a manager that could not just be all analytic. He could manage with his gut sometimes. Like, how many of you think that if Tony La Russa was managing the Tampa Bay Rays, that he would have took out Blake Snell, you know, in the World Series at that point?
No, and maybe not. I mean, but again, there are some things that with analytics, and I don't think the Sox are going to ditch it. I would hope that he's going to adapt like he adapted and evolved through his career. But go ahead, Waddle.
No, that was Adam trying to add something.
Go ahead, Adam.
Well, yeah, I could see that he could adapt and everything, but like you said, he's not baseball stupid.
Right.
He'll be able to communicate with the Latin players because, you know, I recently learned he knows how to speak Latin. So, you know, I don't see the big disconnect. Like,
I think Latin is
he should have the ultimate eye test. Like, he's seen a lot of baseball and knows how to manage a bullpen and use pitchers. I can see him doing good still. Like, baseball has changed analytically, yeah, but it's still the same game at its core.
Like, I think he's tactically, he's going to be better than Ricky.
Right.
He's going to be better than Ricky. I don't see a scenario where Tony La Russa goes to the pen and brings in Carlos Rodon to be a relief pitcher.
Mellor had that was his take. He was trying to think of reasons to like it, you know, because most Sox fans don't. And he said he's not Ricky Renteria.
Right. Now, and so you're getting guy, again, and Tony deserves to be described better light than he's not baseball stupid. He's got a fantastic Hall of Fame resume. Again, my question would be, we're in a different era in professional sports. We're in a different era in college sports. I just wonder how, when you have the good vibe that's been created on the South side, and again, good vibes are one thing. Good vibes combined and paired with winning baseball, that's another thing. So I just wonder whether or not the two worlds, when they collide, that it will promote something that's really positive. When you've got a young, talented team where swag is part of what they do, they enjoy playing the game with tremendous energy. They play hard, don't get me wrong. They play hard, but they play with a little bit of a flair. How will that relationship with an old school coach, manager rather, will that all play out?
That's not even my biggest concern. My biggest concern is you had arguably, and we were told this by multiple people, the best manager available. And next year, let's say they go through this year, everything's fine, but La Russa's like, you know what?
I'm
77
tired.
Years old, yeah. And I don't like traveling. I like golfing a whole hell of a lot more than traveling through a 162-game season in the playoffs. Sorry, but this just ain't for me. Then you missed out on what could have been the best manager in baseball with the cheating scandal,
that's
whatever.
A great point. Yeah,
you
no,
missed
right.
out on the best manager in baseball managing this team for the future. Because you could just be doing this again next year.
Like, well, how long is this revival of Tony La Russa on the White Sox top step? How long is this?
Well, we'll see what his contract is.
Yeah, but I mean, even beyond the contract, sometimes, you know, whatever the contract states, is this something like, does Tony La Russa want to be on the top step at 80?
Or is this like something, a one and done, and he's grooming the next manager?
That's,
I don't know. We'll see.
Know.
But here, Abdal, building on your point, 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. You know how I feel about processes when you have a job opening and you don't do the process the right way. When the Bears wanted to hire a new quarterback, for lack of a better way to describe it, he wanted his quarterback. He decided to not include his head coach, and he decided not to interview Deshaun Watson in a dinner scenario and work out privately. He cut that. Even if you didn't want Deshaun Watson, why wouldn't you sit down with him? Why wouldn't you work him out? When the Bulls had an opening, they hired Fred Hoiberg without conducting an interview because that was their guy. Maybe they could have learned some other things about their team. When they hired Jim Boylan, they didn't give him the interim tag. They didn't go through a process. How'd that work out? You had A.J. Hinch, who's a World Series manager out there, okay? Even if you were going to hire La Russa, why did you sit down with A.J. Hinch and find out what he thought about your team? Find out how his philosophies meshed with yours about managerial ways. You know, it makes no sense. You had time to sit down. La Russa's not going anywhere. What did it hurt to get in a Zoom meeting and sit down with A.J. Hinch? What does it hurt?
There's no hurt.
Why aren't they doing it? It's flawed. It's a flawed process. It's a completely flawed process.
It looks like it was one guy that's interviewed for the job, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was his job. And maybe that's why they fired Ricky. Maybe they weren't going to fire Ricky. And maybe they told Rick Hahn, dude, you could have Ricky or La Russa, my buddy, is ready to come back. And you could have one or two things. And we just phrased it this way. He's not Ricky. So if we can, we're going to fire Ricky, or we're going to try and convince La Russa to come back, or Ricky stays. Is that the way to conduct business?
It's odd.
It's odd. It's not right.
Yeah.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. The White Sox have hired Tony La Russa. Want to get your thoughts coming up. We're on early. In for Greeny. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, it's your buddies Waddle and Sylvie on earlier today for Greeny because we had breaking news. We have breaking news. Tony La Russa is the new manager of the Chicago White Sox. What we thought started off as a joke has materialized into the 76-year-old La Russa managing this team on the brink here. There will be a press conference at 2:30. We will carry it live, so make sure you're with us, whether it's the ESPN Chicago app, whether it's on Twitch, we will have it all for you on ESPN 1000.
As a former classmate of Ken Griffey Jr.'s, I was 2 years ahead of him. I'm sure I can find his phone number. I can give him a holler and see if he wants to take one last spin in a White Sox uniform as well.
Yes. Which team, which all-star should the White Sox go after that has been retired for at least a decade? 312-332-3776. Joe on 294. Real quick, Joe, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Sylvie, always praying for you, brother. Hope you're feeling well.
Thank you.
No problem, man. Hey, I tell you what, I wish I was sitting at a table with a pint of Guinness. I got about 50 thoughts. I feel like a racehorse. She's just waiting for the gates to open. So a lot of conversation, a lot of thoughts, all negative, and I totally get it. But I do want to spin a little bit of a positive note, and I want to get a comp that kind of went through my head. Throw it out to you guys, see if it makes a little bit of sense. First off, we don't know if Tony La Russa is going to be able to adapt to the new game that the White Sox are playing. I'm a lifelong White Sox fan, and I love the energy that this team is bringing. I think it's a little bit unfair that we are making that judgment call. And just to a point that you made, Sylvie, respectfully, I want to challenge that. I think that A.J. Hinch, because he has a recent World Series, was going to be a good fit for this young team. I don't know how good of a manager A.J. Hinch was going to be without a cheating scandal. So I think that's something we want to think of. And the thing I want to drop as a little bit of a comp, you guys might call me crazy on this, but I was really thinking about Herb Brooks. and the way he managed the Miracle on Ice hockey team to beat Russia. And I'll tell you what, you bring in some veteran leadership, and these young players who like to have flair and like to express themselves, they could play at a whole different level of energy with some leadership that they've never seen. So I'm going to look at it from an optimistic standpoint. I love what the White Sox are doing. I think it will draw players in because I think they're going to look at that resume, understand that this team wants to win, is going to win, and want to be part of it. I love you guys, man.
All
thanks
right,
for
Joe.
Taking my call.
Joe, I want to answer your questions after the break because we got a break here and get on time, so we started too. But I want to talk about the process again. And Tony La Russa is the manager of the White Sox. We're talking about it, 332-3776. The press conference, we will air at 2:30.